USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A measure of inflation the Fed Reserve is following is meeting expectations. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it was up by 0.2%. President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron for a state dinner Thursday. Alongside President Macron at the White House, President Joe Biden says France is an important ally.
We are a real inflection point. Things are changing rapidly, really rapidly. And it's really important we stay in close communication.
They are expected to discuss the Inflation Reduction Act, which the European Union has expressed concern over, as they believe it may give American companies an unfair edge. The United States is set to hand out more sanctions on a communist country.
The U.S. is preparing another round of sanctions on North Korea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke via video link to a conference in Seoul and said the U.S. has a new set of sanctions coming forward, quote, as we speak, unquote. Sullivan did not share specifics, but said the U.S. was remaining steadfast in its goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and working with partners on how to achieve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate is working to pass legislation to prevent a railroad strike. The New Yorker said Democrats want paid sick leave included in the package, and he urged Republicans to back the measure. This as some in his own party, including Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, are lukewarm to that idea. He said time is of the essence to pass the bill much sooner than the December 9th deadline. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hearings on the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX begin on Capitol Hill this month. Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis says she's hopeful that lawmakers will realize it's time to regulate crypto.
These people are very effective shysters, and apparently very effective shysters will be among us for many years to come.
Democrat donor, FTX founder, and former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is in the Bahamas and denies knowing that customer funds were being misused. Republican leaders are criticizing the United States Naval Academy for allegedly keeping midshipmen from graduating if they sought religious accommodations to the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox and Friends that the GOP has an opportunity to change the mandate.
They have an opportunity on the National Defense Authorization Act to do an amendment that would allow this vaccine to drop by the wayside or to not require it or to give us definition even on religious exemptions would be incredibly helpful.
Week 13 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night on Amazon Prime with the New England Patriots hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.